Now, the start and finish lines of the Dublin Marathon this year are staying within the city centre after race organisers and the Dublin City Council agreed a plan which it's hoped will keep disruption to a minimum. Last year's race route attracted controversy following criticism of its impact on public transport. We can speak now to Jim Ockney, who's race director for the Irish Life Dublin Marathon 2024. Jim, you're very welcome to the programme. Thanks for taking our call. So what's been announced today?
Thank you very much. Yes, we've unveiled that the new finish line will be in Mount Street, just above the Pepper Canister Church, for anybody that's familiar with that area. The start line is moving around the corner into Leeson Street, and by and large, the route for 2020 that we used in 2023 will be maintained for 2024. So we've made slight changes to the start and finish, and but mostly in a similar footprint than that we had for last year's event, with the small tweaks.
This issue arose because the National Transport Authority were concerned at what they described as a disproportionate adverse impact on transport services in the city. Now, how has that been addressed?
Yes, again, we post last year's event, we sat down with Dublin City Council, and again, we all agreed that to try and keep the event in the city as a city centre marathon was a priority for everybody. But yes, we've moved off Merrion Square North to give a throughput to more buses for Dublin Bus and the National Transport Authority. So again, that's a main artery is freed up now on the Friday and the Saturday, which we hope will have a positive impact for them in 2024. But for the runner itself, to move around the corner into Leeson Street gives them a cleaner start right onto Stephen's Green, and proving still an iconic finish in the city centre, just above the Pepper Canister Church. So I think the city wins in that the event is still in the city centre, with a lot of people travelling to Dublin, booking accommodation. The Transport Authority wins that they get certain arteries freed up, and the runner wins in that we have a similar footprint and a better start area.
And that, I mean, that really, from your point of view, was vital, was it, that the start and finish was in the city centre, that it wouldn't be moved out to one of the suburbs?
Absolutely. When we sat down with Dublin City Council, it was one of the main objectives we both had, to be quite honest, to maintain a city centre marathon. Every other city in Europe and around the world has an iconic city centre marathon as part of their events throughout the year. So to maintain, to keep that, was very important to Dublin City Council and ourselves, and we're delighted that that has been maintained.
So that's the start and the finish then, Jim, and then the actual route will be at the same, will it be the same as last year?
We have to make a small change on the route because the start has moved forward a little bit, but it's the route for 2023 will be maintained, other than a slight change just after the start line. And again, we'll be revealing that when we get the route officially measured, that we can then announce it. But it's only a very, very small change early in the event, and runners will be back on track then, the 2 mile mark all the way into the finish. They would normally cross the canal and run straight into Merrion Square North. This year they'll turn left along the canal and then turn right into Mount Street. So the runners will be very familiar with the route. There's only very slight changes to it, which we're delighted to maintain.
Just before I let you go, people will be aware that there's huge demand for the marathon each year. At this stage, have you opened applications? Where do you stand on that?
Well, we opened applications almost immediately after last year's event. We had 31,000 people looking for lottery places, and we had 12,000 that actually received priority codes because they ran before. So we had over 40,000 looking for 22,500 places. So it's well and truly sold out for 2024, which we're delighted to see the interest in the event.
All right. Well, it's good to hear that agreement has been reached as well. Jim, thanks very much indeed. Jim Ockney there from the Dublin City Marathon.